it's Chatterbox Let's Talk. After several editions with Marjorie's wonderful Chat Around magazine, we're now back to the regular Chatterbox Let's Talk after a two-month delay. David Potten and the team are here to introduce the March-April edition and explain why there's been this gap. It's good to be working with you again, David.
Hello, Tim. Yes, it's good to be back. We have our regular readers with us this month, although they're all still recording from their homes. Sam Elmhurst, Jane Evans, David Clayton, Neil Haverson and Tony Stimson will all be reading pieces from the March-April edition of Let's Talk. To start us off, Jane Evans will read the editorial, which includes an explanation for the delay in publishing this edition. Hello, Jane.
Hello, David. Well, the editor of Let's Talk started the editorial like this. As I write this column to welcome you to the March 2021 issue of Let's Talk, I am, like you, in lockdown. But thanks to the announcement at the end of February of Boris Johnson's roadmap, at least we have light at the end of the tunnel. The announcement was so welcome. At least there is hope that in the not-too-distant future, we may be able to meet family and friends, go shopping, and perhaps even enjoy a summer holiday. From the end of January until the end of February, we at Let's Talk were furloughed. Companies have to make difficult decisions in these times, and our parent company decided to freeze the magazine for 4 weeks and to furlough the staff. A horrible decision for us all, but one that was understandable and perhaps only surprising in that it hadn't happened sooner during the pandemic. Because of strict employment rules for staff who are furloughed, it meant that we were unable to read and respond to emails. We were unable to answer telephones or even listen to voicemails or make contact with missed calls. As you know, we pride ourselves at Let's Talk with putting our loyal readers and our listeners at the top of our priorities. So all we can say is a big sorry if your call or email has not had the courtesy of a proper reply, and we really hope you can understand why. It means that this issue, which should have hit the streets mid-February, has actually fallen through your letterboxes or been on sale locally 4 weeks later than first intended. If you're one of our many subscribers, don't worry, there will still be 12 issues of Let's Talk this year. Meanwhile, for now, lockdown goes on. We have to manage, and while we must remember and help those all currently enduring life on their own, we also have to admire those who are coping with that situation, many brilliantly. Some of the older generation I know are finding something to watch on television. They're rediscovering knitting and sewing and reading and crossword puzzles and other hobbies they'd pushed aside. Generally, they're trying their best to keep active, physically and mentally. And many are managing even better thanks to their network of family and friends who are making telephone calls to check on their well-being and running vital errands such as collecting shopping and necessities like prescription medicines from the chemists. And many are taking comfort and solace in nostalgia. For lots of older people, family photo albums, often consigned to cupboards or even lofts, have proved popular. Spending an hour looking at family pictures often takes several hours. And that brings me on to this issue of Let's Talk. We make no apologies for the magazine being loaded with features and articles looking back. At a time like this, articles about people or topics from past eras can bring real pleasure to so many. It can give us all a warm glow.
Thank you, Jane. There will be plenty of nostalgia in this edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk, with David Clayton and Keith Skipper remembering the past, articles about Ken Bruce, Kim Riley, James Tuck-Co and Judy Garland, and three letters from Let's Talk listeners about their past experiences.